The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Welcome to those that are gathered here in the sanctuary, and then also those who are online as well. And they're just going to go at it. There you go. Oh, man. You know, one of the best feelings in life happens when, maybe you know this feeling, maybe you don't, but one of the best feelings comes when you're running a race and you're just running free. It just comes so easily, and so you're so filled with joy running that race. Ever felt that feeling before? A few? Yeah. Well, to get to that point where you're running free and just feeling good about how fast you're going and how easily it comes, there's a whole bunch of things that have to fall in place for you to get to that point. You got to train the right way, you've got to eat the right foods, you got to sleep, you got to do a whole bunch of things to get to the point where you're running so smoothly. This morning we're going to hear about a great truth in the Christian church, and that is, you are free. The Son has set you free, John chapter 8 says, as we celebrate the Reformation. What we realize is, to get to that point where we're free, where we can live with joy and know that God loves us very much, we got to take a step back and realize why it is we have that feeling. That's simply because God has given us the gift of faith. God has given us His Son, Jesus Christ. And so that's really the focus of really what Martin Luther had to teach. He wanted to remind Christians of what the basics were that allows a person to live free, to know that they are loved by God. So we're going to remind ourselves of that today in our worship service as we celebrate the Reformation. And just a couple notes about our worship. The worship in the next couple of weeks. Today, of course, is our Reformation service here at Peace. By the way, thank you for wearing red. There's a lot of red out there. Good job. This afternoon, we have a joint Reformation service that's going to be held at Zion Lutheran Church in Corvallis at 3 o'clock. Following that service, there's going to be a dinner in which we'll share bratwurst and sauerkraut. If you feel led, bring a dessert or a side dish to share. That's all you have to do. The main dish, bratwurst and sauerkraut, that's provided. So that's this afternoon. Next Sunday is a special Sunday too. It's the Wear White Sunday, also known as All Saints Sunday. In our church service here at Peace, we take time to recognize those who have died in the faith, believing that Jesus was their Savior, this past year, but even years before that. If you have someone that you'd like to be recognized in a moment of silence and the ring of the bell, please let our office know. Just email me or let Dan know as well. By Wednesday, November 9th, those names of who you'd like printed and honored in our worship service next Sunday. I think that does it for my announcements. I know there were maybe one person that wanted to share something. Is Diane Crocker, are you listening? Oh, a couple people are running forward. Oh my goodness. Diane, did you want to share a little bit about, she's got a booming voice.
I'll do it from right here. I just wanted to invite all children ages 6 through 18. We are starting our Christmas program. We actually started with the youngers today. We're going to start with everybody next week during Sunday school time. It is now until December 11th is the performance for church. So if you've got grandchildren or neighbor kids, we would invite everybody, no pressure. They don't have to come to this church. We would just love to invite them and include them in our program if at all possible. Thank you.
Awesome. Look forward to that Sunday. And Ellen, you have something to share.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The weather is changing. Has anybody noticed that? It's getting a bit chilly. And in just a few weeks, the backpack ministry will be doing a big event to pack all kinds of good stuff in the backpacks to hand out to homeless people in town. And in preparation for that, the Ladies Guild is sponsoring a donation event. There's a basket out in the narthex, and it's for gloves and hats and socks, three of the most important things to keep people warm this winter. So if your heart leads you to, please fill that basket up so we can donate it to the backpack ministry. Thank you.
Awesome. Gloves, hats, socks. And we're collecting on two Sundays, November 6th and November 13th. The backpack ministry is collecting all those items and making backpacks that next weekend, November 19th. Just an important note here at Peace Lutheran, in our name, we have Lutheran there. We don't worship Martin Luther. Martin Luther made a lot of mistakes in his life. The thing that we uphold about Martin Luther, however, is that he shined a light on the gospel, that God loves us through his son, Jesus. And so that's why we take that name. We also want to be known as people that shine the light on the gospel, that God loves us through his son, Jesus Christ. So we're going to sing about that here today with our opening song, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. This is a processional song. Our choir is going to come out and process in. I invite the congregation to rise and sing our opening song as you are able.